Well, let's take a look at what happened yesterday at the girls' state basketball tournament in Des Moines. In a Class 2A quarterfinal, it was Cascade edging Central Decatur 59-56 to advance. Also in the 3A quarterfinal, Sioux Center a winner over PCM 71-27. It was Cherokee ousting Crestwood 70-61. Center Point Urbana picks up a 56-50 win over Davenport Assumption, while Pocahontas Area easy over Clear Lake 46-22. Also in Class 4A quarterfinals last night, North Scott beat Nevada 57-27, and it was Cedar Rapids Xavier edging Grinnell 60-55. Now, there are six games on the schedule for today as they'll finish up first-round play at the state tournament. They'll start with a couple of Class 4A games this morning. At 10 o'clock, Marion faces off against Boone. That'll be followed at 11:45 by Pella and Lewis Central. The Titans at 22-1 on the season will play a Pella team that's 19-4 overall on the year at 11:45 this morning. After that, they'll move into the Class 5A first round. Indianola plays Johnston. Iowa City High faces Cedar Falls. West Des Moines Valley will play Dowling Catholic. And Iowa City West will battle Waukee. Those winners all moving on into the semifinal round of the state girls basketball tournament. And the semifinals will get underway tomorrow. Well, the boys' field is now almost set. We know all the teams. We just have to wait around a little while for no good reason to find out who everybody will play in the state boys basketball tournament. Class 4A substate finals held last night. Sioux City East beat Abraham Lincoln 79-63 to advance. Also moving on, Des Moines North, an 88-68 winner over Ankeny. Cedar Rapids Kennedy beat Cedar Falls 48-41. It was Dubuque Hempstead edging Dubuque Senior 53-50. Iowa City West beat Muscatine 83-44. Bettendorf got by North Scott 46-44. Newton beat Johnston 48-44. And it was West Des Moines Valley edging Des Moines Hoover in overtime, 45-43. Those winners making up the boys' Class 4A state tournament field. They'll be releasing the pairings for the state tournament in all four classes later on this afternoon. In college basketball last night, senior Matt Thomas scored 25 points, and number 24 Iowa State held off a furious challenge from Oklahoma State, winning 86-83 to close out their home schedule with their sixth straight win. Monte Morris added 12 points, 11 assists, and 9 rebounds for the Cyclones, who clinched their sixth consecutive 20-win season and swept the Cowboys for the fourth straight year. Morris forced a turnover under his own basket with 7 seconds left, and Oklahoma State looking for a game-tying three. And Thomas hit an easy layup off of Morris' inbounds pass. Oklahoma State's Juwan Evans then hit a three, but Donovan Jackson hit a free throw, and Evans couldn't get a desperation heave off before the buzzer. Evans made Iowa sweat it out, though, as he was fouled from three-point range with 13 seconds to go, and the Cowboys down four. Evans hit all three free throws from the line, but Naz Mitru Long answered with a couple of free throws to make it 83-80 with just 5 seconds later in that contest. Cyclones improved to 20-9 on the season. They're 12-5 in Big 12 conference play. Also in college hoops last night, Kyrie Thomas nearly had a triple-double. Marcus Foster had 18 points, and Creighton beat St. John's 82-68. Thomas scored 14 and tied career highs with 12 rebounds and 7 assists. Isaiah Zierden had 12 points, and Justin Patton added 8 with 9 rebounds. Foster scored 5 points during an 11-0 game opening run. The Blue Jays never trailed. Creighton led 43-30 at the break and took a 16-point lead when Zierden hit a three-pointer with 18:08 to play. Malik Ellison hit a layup and then hit back-to-back threes to trim St. John's deficit to 5 with 9:36 left, but the Blue Jays scored 10 of the next 13 points to make it 68-56 nearly 3 minutes later, and they led by at least 8 for the rest of the way. The Blue Jays have a one-game lead over fourth-place Seton Hall in the conference standings, and they can earn a first-round bye in the Big East tournament with a win at Marquette in their regular season finale on Saturday. Creighton is now 23-7 overall. They're 10-7 in Big East conference play. Elsewhere in the top 25, ninth-ranked Kentucky rallied from a 13-point deficit and held off Vanderbilt 73-67 to clinch a share of the Southeastern Conference regular season title. Malik Monk scored 20 points in the second half, including 10 in the final 3:40 of the game. After trailing by as many as 19 points in the first half, the Wildcats managed to overcome the largest deficit in the John Calipari coaching era at Kentucky. Also in the top 25, freshman Frank Jackson scored a season-best 22 points, and number 17 Duke beat number 15 Florida State 75-70. Emile Jefferson, playing in his final game at Cameron Indoor Stadium, added 14 points and 11 rebounds. Dakota Mathias scored 17 of his 19 points in the first half, and in the second, to help lead number 16 Purdue past Indiana, 86-75, for a share of the Big Ten title. Caleb Swanigan added 21 points for the Boilermakers. In football news, the Chiefs have released four-time Pro Bowl running back Jamaal Charles, clearing more than $6 million in salary cap space. The person who confirmed that move to the Associated Press spoke anonymously because, well, he wasn't supposed to tell. Charles missed the start of last season after having surgery to repair a second torn ACL. He returned to play in three games, carrying 12 times for 40 yards with a touchdown before having additional surgery on his knees, forcing him to miss the rest of the year. The Chiefs needed to release Charles to create some salary cap space to sign safety Eric Berry and guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif to contract extensions. Duvernay-Tardif signed a $41.25 million five-year contract, while the Chiefs are finalizing a $678 million six-year deal with Eric Berry. That'll make him the highest-paid safety in the NFL. The Chiefs tried to sign Berry to an extension last season, but never came close to an agreement, ultimately giving him the franchise tag. Berry responded to the one-year deal worth more than $10 million by having one of his best seasons, making 77 tackles and four interceptions with two touchdowns. Tyrann Mathieu of the Arizona Cardinals had been the NFL's highest-paid safety after signing a $62.5 million five-year deal with $40 million guaranteed. Berry is also getting a $40 million guarantee on that deal. Elsewhere around the league, the Minnesota Vikings have declined to exercise their option for next season on running back Adrian Peterson. The Vikings' all-time leading rusher will be an unrestricted free agent when the market opens up next week. Had the Vikings picked up the option, it would have been worth $18 million. General Manager Rick Spielman says the team will continue to investigate the possibility of bringing Peterson back. The 10-year veteran is coming off a meniscus tear in his right knee that limited him to 72 yards on 37 carries over parts of three games. Darrell Revis' second stint with the New York Jets is over. The Jets are releasing the 31-year-old cornerback, saving some $15 million, including a $2 million roster bonus in salary cap space. Quarterback Kirk Cousins has been given the franchise tag by the Washington Redskins for the second straight year. He'll get about $24 million next season. In a move that shows he's recovered from a serious hand injury sustained in a fireworks accident in 2015, the New York Giants have placed a non-exclusive franchise tag on two-time Pro Bowl defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul. That marked the second time in 3 years the Giants placed the tag on Pierre-Paul. Well, the NFL is considering making referees full-time employees and centralizing replay review at its New York headquarters as it aims for more consistent and shorter games. Falcons President Rich McKay, chairman of the competition committee, noted that the collective bargaining agreement allows the league to hire as many as 17 full-time officials. He told the Associated Press that it's being discussed. Broncos boss John Elway, another member of the competition committee, said the caveat is that these referees have successful careers outside of football and they may not want to give up their day jobs. In baseball news, the Washington Nationals have been in the market for help in their bullpen. According to a person with knowledge of the deal, the club has addressed the issue by coming to terms on a contract with Joe Blanton. That person tells the Associated Press that the Nats and Blanton have agreed to a $4 million one-year deal. The 36-year-old Blanton was a free agent after pitching for the Dodgers in 2016. The righty went 7-2 with a .248 earned run average and 80 strikeouts in 80 innings across 75 regular season appearances. Mets captain David Wright has been diagnosed with impingement in his right shoulder. The third baseman has been told not to throw for 2 weeks. The Mets say that Wright will be reevaluated after that two-week period. The seven-time All-Star, who is 34 years old, has been limited to 75 regular season games over the past two seasons because of injuries. Last season, he was batting .226 with seven homers, 14 RBIs, and 55 strikeouts in 137 at-bats through May 27th when he was sidelined with neck pain. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.